Hi, I'm Jack Arendt with you again to look at Jeremiah's prophecy. Today is the reading for August 1st, and we're looking at Jeremiah chapters, the rest of chapter 17, and then on into chapter 20. Well, the beginning of our reading has to do with Jeremiah's challenges to people on their keeping of the Sabbath. Now, we don't think that much about Sabbath and observance of Sabbath, but for the Jewish people, it was part of their commitment to God. Of course, it was the commandment to keep the Sabbath holy, and just like us, when we get careless about our walk with God, the first thing that goes, or one of the first things that goes, is our attentiveness to worship and to be with God's people, and in the same way. The Israelites had gotten careless, and in fact, it says they were stiff-necked, and they no longer observed the Sabbath. So Jeremiah went out to challenge the people and said, "Hey, don't be carrying stuff into the city on the Sabbath day. It's a day to be set aside for God, for worship of God." And I think there's still a challenge for us there today to guard our worship. To make that a priority, to have a heart of worship for God. Just as Jesus said to the woman at the well, the true worshipers worship God in spirit and in truth. Then as we begin chapter 18, we see a real great picture. In fact, here's kind of a illustration. I imagine somebody had this started out as a big lump of clay, and somebody turned it into an ugly vase. Well, beauty is in the eye of the beholder. I found that in Mark Ashton's office. But I don't know about you, but I've been fascinated going to a potter's shop and watching him take that lump of clay that's all moist and put it in the middle of a spinning wheel, and then to watch him form that clay. And as Jeremiah watched with fascination, he says, well, the potter was making that vessel, and something caused it to be imperfect, so he just collapsed it and started over, made a new vessel out of it. And he used that as an object lesson to show that God is at work. He's molding things for his purpose. I remember what Paul said in his epistle where he said, sometimes he makes a beautiful vessel, and another time he can make that same piece of clay into a sewer pipe. And in the same way, we want to be a vessel that is a thing of beauty that brings glory to God. But the people of Israel had rebelled. And he says, how could they turn from this vessel that I intended them to be into something that worshiped idols? And he used that as a picture of how God was going to take his vessel and reshape it. Then He goes on, he uses that same picture. He takes a vessel to the Valley of Topheth. Now, the Valley of Topheth was a place outside the city, and it was actually a place where people would do some detestable things. Jeremiah even refers to the practice of some of sacrificing their children, their babies, burning them as sacrifices to these idol gods, and he takes the vessel that he brought with him as an object lesson, and he breaks it, and he says, in the same way, the nation will be broken and shattered. Well, the leaders become angry at Jeremiah for these kind of prophecies, So they purposed to punish him for their his negative prophecies. In fact, one of them, a priest, incarcerates Jeremiah and even puts him in stocks. A painful way to spend your night in stocks. Well, the next day he lets Jeremiah out, and of course Jeremiah pronounces God's judgment on Pashur, the priest who put him in the stocks. Then Jeremiah goes on once again to express the pain that he felt at being betrayed and incarcerated for just bringing God's message. Then at the very end of our reading, as Jeremiah is crying out to God in pain because of his persecution, he still goes on to praise God, because he knows that the message is true and that God has given him this message. And even though he's suffering, he gives praise to God. And that's the way it is with us. Even though we may be persecuted for speaking the truth, it is our place to praise Him even in the middle of our hardship and persecution. I don't know about you, but I haven't been persecuted much. But may my heart of praise be strong enough to endure when troubles come. And may that be true of you today. May we be clay in the potter's hands. May he form us to be an instrument of his glory. Amen.